All right, we got Neil from Royal Bliss joining us right now. We're in the last hour, and Royal Bliss is a band we just fell in love with when we were out in Vegas with a bunch of radio and bands, and it was quite an evening they performed on, along with Joyous Wolf and a few other bands. They all killed it. It was a great night, and we hung out with Neil most of the time during the 3 days we were there, and he's just a great guy. The Front's a great band.
Aw, isn't that sweet, Neil?
Aw, shucks.
First of all, welcome to the show. We know you've got nothing to do right now since nobody gets to play. How hard is that on everybody, man?
It's way different. You know, it's just, you know, we're supposed to be out on the road right now. You know, we really had an awesome tour schedule lined up all year, and to have that taken away is just like, oh, man. And, you know, you get stir crazy, especially, you know, when we're used to living on the road. I should be in a truck stop bathroom right now, you know. So it's one of those things. But it's also a good time for all the musicians to, you know, do some writing. So we're focusing on writing. I'm helping build in my home studio, and I'm hoping we get a whole new record out of all this. There's plenty to write about, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was laughing at your, you know, follow you on Instagram, and I was laughing at the video of you went out mountain biking. And and this dude you're riding with has got all the gear. He had everything. The bike was phenomenal, probably, you know, $3,500 bike. You're out there on like a Schwinn with your kid's water bottle.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm never home to ride my bike.
Yeah.
I bought this $50 bike off a, you know, a classified ad just to be able to cruise around. Now it's like, man, I'm bored. Yeah, his bike's 35. He's got all the gear, helmet, the water camelback thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, just gotta do what I do. It still works.
Yeah, you took your kid's water bottle out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, what's the reason for you to have all that stuff?
Yeah.
You're out on the road so much.
Absolutely. But your band's got a lot going on, and we were talking about momentum earlier on the show, and it does suck. This kind of slows down all your momentum. Obviously, the song Paranoid is doing great right now. You guys are kicking ass with that, and we want everybody to download that and to start listening to it. It's a great song. We'll play a snippet here in a bit. And, of course, you know, you got a new video coming out and everything else, so let us know what you got going on, dude.
Well, yeah, it's been crazy. You know, the momentum was going so strong. I always make a joke because, you know, we've been around for a while, and I'm like, something's going to happen that's going to stop. The economy's going to crash or something. I shouldn't have said that. That was right before all this happened. I'm like, we're going to break top 20, and things, we're getting a record deal, all this stuff starts happening. I'm like, something's got to go wrong, and sure as hell, there we go, boom. But
yeah, is it
top 20 this week?
Congrats. Congrats. That's awesome. It should be in the top 10 easy now. So let's get it from the top 20 to the top 10 now. Let's do that, people.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Let's get that going.
Get on the road, tour more, do all, you know, make more records, all that. Oh, you can't.
Yeah, that's the worst part, man.
Have you guys thought about doing the play on Instagram or Facebook or?
We did a live feed last week. We'll do another one. I think Saturday night we'll probably do another live feed. We also do like a Tom Petty like tribute that we do once a year out here in Salt Lake City, and that show got canceled. So we're going to go ahead and get everybody together and, you know, stay 6 feet apart while we're playing and do it.
What's your favorite Tom Petty song?
Oh man, that's tough. I really like Honeybee. Believe it or not, Honeybees.
Isn't that Blake Shelton?
That's a throwback.
No.
Okay, what's your favorite Tom Petty album?
Oh, man, that's a tough one, too.
You're going to get it.
This is going to say a lot to me.
You're putting me on the spot here.
I know. I just love that. Like said, that you're going to get it. That's such a great album.
It's a no-brainer.
That's one of my favorites. Anytime
I want.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
I mean,
I love Tom Petty, man.
Tom Petty is one of those guys that writes just amazing songs, and he has so many albums that, and each song, you know, it's almost like somebody you can listen to any day and for any mood that you're in, and be able to find songs that you can relate to, and, you know, kind of you know, correlate with the mood that you're in.
Yeah.
And that was the one thing about learning after he passed. Luckily, I got to see him live up in Boise. And after he passed, you know, it was like, we should do a tribute. And going through and learning, we learned like 24, 25 songs. And it was so easy because you just remember all of them. And
yeah.
And it was a fun, I love doing that
well, set. Well, let us know when you do that, because I definitely want to check that out and watch that for sure.
Yeah, you can call it, or yeah, you can watch Critique Me.
No critiquing, man. You got this.
Yeah,
this is all you.
We've critiqued already, and we're still speaking. So
yes. Our critiquing was done. You had us at hello.
Yeah, if you sucked, we wouldn't be talking. We don't deal with suck.
So tell us about the video, man.
So yeah, we just came out with a video. It's for a song on our album we released back in April, Royal Bliss, self-titled because we were lazy. It's called Swim You, which is smoking weed in my underwear. And it's just a song that I mean, that's exactly what it was about. I was in the back of my tour bus with my sound guy after a long night of partying in Wisconsin, and that's what we were doing in the back of the bus at like 7 a.m. and I was playing the guitar still awake from the night before, and it ended up, it's kind of been like a cult classic where, you know, everybody just fell in love with it, even though it was kind of like a hidden track.
Mm-hmm.
But we recorded the video last year and held on to it. We didn't know when we were going to release it. And then when all this happened, I'm like, it's a video of, you know, four grown men, well, actually more than that, in their underwear, you know, hanging out in the mountains and tubing and having a good time. And so I was like, you know, I think it's a video that people could, you know, put a smile on people's face right now. We just need to release it as soon as possible. Let's just put it out and give people something else to think about. You know,
what's the name of the song? I wish I could quit you.
No,
swim you. Is what
swim
it's
you.
Lex, eat my underwear.
Lex is trying to do a Brokeback Mountain thing on you.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what he was going for.
That's what he was going for on that one.
Yeah.
I don't.
And now you've been more awake, Neil. What a work
you do.
So, what is it? Where can we see that, and when?
It's out. So you
okay,
can
it's out
it
now.
On YouTube.
All right, we're gonna post it on our Facebook page right now.
It's good on YouTube, everywhere. You can. It's a good feel good kind of, you know, music video. It's not over the top. I want to write songs like that every day, because shooting that music video was an absolute blast. It was awesome.
So, hey, Neil, when we're done with the interview, hold on, because we have a question for you. It's a business question.
We do?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, about his name.
Holding a business question about my name?
Yeah.
Well, just ask him now.
Yeah, I guess we have to now.
Yeah.
do you go by Bliss or your real last name?
I go by my real last.
Okay, because I kept calling you Bliss because of your email.
Well, all because of your name on Instagram.
My email. I've always, Neil Bliss is kind of like my, I don't know, I guess people have always wondered if that's my last name, but
okay, all right.
I don't know. Instead of using my last name, it's my last name is too long.
Yeah.
All right, well, five letters instead of eight.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear that up because I was calling you the wrong name for 2 days.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. At first, I thought you're
just changed my name at this point.
You're like the Ramones, man.
Yeah, at first, after hanging out with Maria, I thought your last name was from Royal Bliss, but yes, I found out.
Or maybe your last name was from Maria, you know, like, God, I want him.
Yeah.
That's what I thought maybe your last name was for a while.
She's going to kill you.
These are fun. These are fun.
You guys are making me blush.
That's all right.
It's what we do, Neil.
Well, listen, we hope things get going again for you guys. And is there any talk about, you know, are you hearing anything from the clubs that had the venues that you guys, you know, were already scheduled at, saying, hey, we want to reschedule for this date? Are you getting any type of word yet? I'm just looking for light at the end of the tunnel is all I'm doing.
I mean, we've rescheduled a ton of dates for August, September, October. So everything has kind of been moved to that at this point. I haven't heard anything much about July. I mean, of course, the venues, we own a live music venue here in Salt Lake as well, and we've been shut down. And, you know, it's killing our employees, our bartenders, everybody. And so, like, both forms of employment, as far as I go, I lost. And then also in Salt Lake, we're getting earthquakes every day for the past, you know, week, basically. So it's been a crazy, crazy time here. We don't know when we're going to be able to open. It keeps getting pushed. You know, schools just got pushed yesterday to the May 1st. So we're kind of hoping, you know, once they start opening up schools again, I mean, that's groups of, you know, hundreds of people, hundreds of kids together. So
yeah.
Fingers crossed that we can get back to work in June. We're shooting for a June 6th as our first show back at the Royal in Salt Lake. And but other than that, you know, all the big festivals, I know the big festivals have not been canceled yet. Like, we're doing Rock Fest and Rock USA and a few like that out in Michigan and Wisconsin. And
yeah, you know, they canceled the super big ones yesterday, you know, like the huge ones, like Rockville. But I haven't heard anything else.
I know. We're just I'm just keeping my fingers crossed. And yeah, we were supposed to do some, you know, overseas things, and I don't know, man. It's, you know, we just got to be patient. Like I said, like, hopefully all the other musicians, if there's any out there, you know, write some music, because you got to believe that, you know, the movies and things like that are going to be stalled completely. So there's not going to be a bunch of new movies coming out next year. So
yeah,
we're going to need a lot of new music. It'll be the year of music, 2021.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Or the year of crappy movies.
Yeah.
Man, well, get back in the studio, get back on the road, and remember, you know, you got this number. You seriously could call us anytime you want. I mean, we really mean that. We're fans. The band is Royal Bliss, and we just posted the video to our Facebook page. Make sure you go by there, like their Facebook page, follow Neil on Instagram. It's Neil Bliss. And, man, we're happy for you, and we really enjoy. I know it sounds horrible, but try to enjoy the downtime, even though you're going, how am I going to pay bills? This sucks. But yeah,
yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, I mean,
well, thank you guys so much.
Oh, you got it, Neil.
Really appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
I tell D I'm going to be sending CDs and tell Sarah.
He's right here, man. You can tell him yourself.
I'm here, man. Just doing a little work in the background, but I'm listening to everything.
Whenever I'm allowed to go into the post office again, I'll send you some CDs.
All right, cool.
Stamps.com, man. You need stamps.com/LT. It'll set you free.
There you go. All right, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay? Tell everybody in the band hi, man. We love you guys.
Much love, man. Have a good day.
All right, see you later. Good guy.